It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3.
You like macaroni and cheese?
I like good macaroni and cheese. I don't like that powdered junk that you
that's my favorite.
Somebody makes homemade mac and cheese with like real cheese.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Give me the kind out of the box with the powder that you add to it. That's what I grew up on, and so
like
that's
it.
What I like.
I don't like it.
Well, you can get, there's rumor that there might be a macaroni and cheese dispenser.
So we've found photos of this. It looks like the nacho cheese dispenser you use at your local high school's concession stand.
Yeah, for the cheese for the nachos.
Right.
Yeah, you like pump it out.
It looks like that.
So apparently it's going to be, if this happens, it's got the macaroni and cheese in it and you would just dispense it.
Right.
Okay, I have questions though.
Okay.
Like how long does it stay in there?
Okay, now here's what I'm guessing. If you ever use the concession nacho cheese, so it comes in a big bladder, like a bag, and you just attach that to the machine. I'm guessing that's how this comes.
Is it going to be warm? Is it going to get like hard eventually?
I imagine that it comes refrigerated, pre-cooked.
Yes.
Then you put it in the bag. The whole bag goes in there and heats it up.
It heats it up.
And then
hours later, when you're still using it, if it hasn't, you know, does it get gross?
Does it get burnt?
Yeah.
The last of it.
Mac and cheese. Ooh, sorry. That was the last of it.
Is it a little al dente at first? And then by the end, they're like crunchy because they're overcooked.
And then how long does it take to heat it up?
Right.
You know, because it's not just cheese, you know. Anyway, we don't even know if this is a real thing, but
there's rumors that Stouffer's is putting this out.
Yes. The rumor has it that Stouffer's maybe, but has Stouffer's confirmed that?
No.
I mean, I've not seen anything about it, so.
Here's a funny thing. If they made something like this, let's picture it even in like a K-cup thing.
Yeah.
Where you had like a pod of pasta and cheese, and you dropped it in and closed it, and then somehow that superheated it with water, and then it squirted out. We would own one because my daughter would use it every day. That girl loves macaroni and cheese.
Does she like the powdered kind?
She likes any kind.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Now, she does also, if you go to a restaurant and there's like a drive-thru and they have mac and cheese on their menu, there are certain ones that she will tell you are a better quality versus other ones.
She has brand loyalty in her mac and cheese.
Yeah. Another thing she's got brand loyalty on is ranch dressing.
Oh, me too.
There's certain ones at certain drive-thrus that she's like, never mind. I'd rather just not.